Mindset to Mike. Can you imagine what your life can be like?
We're talking growth and development, tools, tips, tricks, habits and routines proven by the highest performers in the world of the mind and body. Success starts with the mindset, and you can do it too. Let's go.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, friends. We are back. Mindset to Mike, the podcast. Jimmy Savickovich on this side of the microphone.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Drew over here. Welcome back to the show.
We were just talking before all of you got the chance to join us that my boy Drew over here looking sleepy, dude. You're looking sleepy and you're sipping a mug of something. Coffee.
Fresh cup of Joe.
Fresh cup of Joe. You're looking sleepy, bro. What's the deal?
You know, I just been getting after it all week, bro. So I just needed a little more rest this morning, I think, because I've been going hard with the early mornings.
Oh, how early are we talking, dude?
Well, 3:45, but usually before 4 o'clock.
God damn! Yeah. Why that? Why 3:45?
You know, I started doing it. Remember Tom Bilyeu?
Yep. Yeah. Literally was listening to him this morning. I haven't creepy. I haven't listened to him in months, dude. Yeah. Listen, this morning on the way into work, I threw on the super pod of him, Rob Dyrdek, and Kevion Sturdivant on Long Story Short with Drama.
Well, a couple things reminded me of that. So I'm listening to this book called The Nature of Personal Reality, which is pretty fucking interesting to me for sure. It's pretty good. But they talk about sleep patterns in there. And the optimal sleep patterns for like humanity, you know? So, and it's basically like 4 to 6 hours is optimal.
And then you like always hear seven. This is interesting.
Yeah. 8+ is like, cause, and it's kind of a spiritual book too. So it's like the aspect of you that leaves the body while you sleep.
Ooh.
Like when you're gone for that long, it's like your body wants to be moving. It's not meant to be like fucking stagnant and like not moving and shit. So anyways, we can maybe get back into that kind of shit in a minute, but
farts leave me, dude, for sure. For sure.
So I remembered like, and then I was like, damn, I remembered Tom Bilyeu talking about like, he doesn't set an alarm ever. He just, when he wakes up, he just gets up, like no matter what time it is, like boom, he just gets up. And that's been happening to me. Like it's been like 3:40 to 3:50, somewhere in that. It's been clockwork every fucking day, dude. It's kind of weird.
Well, about that though, is it, cause I thought about that too, like wanting to do that. I've heard other people say that, like, you know, when you wake up, you're supposed to get up because your body is getting up. But what if it's because you got to piss though? Because I wake up around that time, but I got to pee every day. At like 3 a.m. I wake up and I got to pee.
Well,
and
then I would say,
argue with myself because I'm like, yeah. Why don't I didn't just wake up. I woke up because I had to piss.
Well, and then I would just say, how do you feel when you woke up? Because, so maybe that isn't you ready to like,
right.
Whatever, right. You know, but I noticed like when I wake up at that time, like I was like, pretty alert. I'm like, damn, I feel kind of good. So I'm just going to roll with this, you know? Yeah. So then I started doing it. And I've been doing it like on the weekends too, like over the past, this has probably been like maybe going on 2 weeks where I really just been like adopting this. And this dude, it's fucking great. Cause I'm up at like, I'm out the door before 4 a.m. and I'll do my like little 5K loop. And you know, that's my time. Like there's no one out. Like in the world, really.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple people that have to go to work early, so you maybe see one or two cars. But other than that, dude, it's so quiet. It's still dark. And then I'm just like, you know, getting in my audio book or whatever. Just sometimes I'll just pause the book and just let my thoughts kind of just do their thing. Like, and then kind of form. This is how I come up with stuff for the podcast too, which is, you know, it just the stuff starts flowing to you when you have that time to yourself. So I've been doing that, and then I'll come home, I'll do like some meditation. I may lay back down for a minute too, maybe not go all the way back to sleep, but I'll just like, I'll get home at like 5:30, I'll do my meditation stuff, and like 6 o'clock, I'll just lay down for a bit, and then just kind of integrate like everything and just kind of think about some things to talk about or things that I'm interested in. Right.
That was going to be my question is it, cause there's like getting up early is one thing, but getting up that early, like wondering, like there's only so much, there's not only so much you could do, but I was going to ask, do you get to a point where you're like, all right, like I could actually go back to sleep now. I've accomplished a bunch of shit and I still have an hour before I really even, before the world wakes up.
Yeah. And that's what I'll do, you know? But it's still, even if breaking up a sleep, it's still way more productive, you know, because it's not an 8 hour stretch. It's like 4 or 5 hours. I feel really good and I do all this shit and, you know, I'm writing stuff down in my notes, like things I'm thinking to talk about or things I'm trying to like work through on my own, and, you know, and then I'm like, damn, I still got like 2 hours before I actually got to log on to my computer or whatever and work. Yeah. So then I'll just lay down and relax for like an hour and still getting my body the rest and recovery it needs from like working out and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then like midday, if I feel like I need a nap, maybe I'll get like a quick 30 minute or something. And then but I've been also doing like strength training like later in the day, after lunch, you know, usually between 3 and 5, I'll get a session in. And then I've been also trying to incorporate like an after dinner walk to cap the day off with. So, but after doing that shit for like, you know, a week or so in a row today, I was like, whoa, bro, I just need to get more recovery time in, cause I've just been going hard, but it's been, I feel really good though. You know,
you slept in today.
I did. Yeah. A little bit. I got up at like 6:30 today.
Oh yeah. Dude, that's fucking geez.
Yeah. Six the extra 3 hours, bro.
You know? My God. You lazy fucking bum, dude. Nice. That's interesting. That's just so early, you know? I know what's that dude? Corey G, is that his name? I know he does that. He's like 4 a.m. Or before 4 a.m.
Yeah,
that's hardcore. I'm successfully on a few days now of before the sun, dude. So I've got a little momentum going using obviously you and a couple of buddies of ours as a accountability group a little bit, texting when I wake up every morning to keep myself honest. My thought was like, all right, I read the 5 a.m. club. I want to do 5. Then I was like, well, I'll do 5:30. That still gives me plenty of time. And then I'm like, I heard somebody say the other day, I don't remember who it was, was talking about just getting up before the sun. Like if you beat the sun, then you've this whole thing about if you beat the sun, then you've got an advantage on everybody. And especially this time of year in Ohio, it gets bright, still pretty early. So, the goal is between 5 and 6 AM, which means I will beat the sun. So, I've been a few days, 3 or 4 days now in a row with that, which is good. What I've been doing is get up. We talked about it on the last pod, but, get up, exercise right away, do my gratitude journal and plan for the day. You know, things I'm grateful for, things I'm excited about, and then things I want to accomplish during the day, priorities, and then, reading for 15 or 20 minutes, doing some dishes, baby. And, and so I've been doing that a few days straight. Today I didn't exercise. I'm feeling super sore because I went from, you know, no physical activity to a hardcore session every morning. So I'm super sore today. So I just got some protein in, taking the day off from exercising. But it's been good so far. And the natural energy is like, it's so funny. And that's what I always struggle with, because I'm somebody who always feels like I don't have enough energy and I drink energy drinks and blah, blah, blah. So like I always naturally, and if you're listening to this, you probably feel the same way. You feel like because of that, you're not getting enough sleep. Like I'm always tired, I'm not getting enough sleep. But when you flip it back and wake up even earlier and just get active, you get more energy. When you're active, your body produces more energy. So I find that I'm not, you know, usually it's noon and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm yawning and I woke up at 7:20. So, but now getting up between 5 and 6, I feel good throughout the day. I'm a little more tired in the evening, which is fine because I need to go to bed a little bit early anyway, and it's easier to go to sleep. So it's like win-win-win. As long as you can talk yourself out of not getting up, it's all these different wins, and then you feel really good. And I've been doing this I've got my month calendar, and every day that I get up, I mark it with an X, and then each quadrant of the X is is something different to fill in. So the top quadrant of the X, I fill in how many minutes on the Peloton for that day, push-ups in one, sit-ups in another, and then alcoholic beverages in the other one. Because I'm trying to get an idea of how many I drink per week. Because, you know, just thinking about it, I'm like a lot of nights you're all stressed out. You get home, the kids or whatever, and you like have a drink. And then it's like, yeah, I only had one drink, but you still had a drink. So the next thing you know, like, did I drink fucking 13 days in a row? Like I had a claw, but like, damn, am I on a power streak here? So I do that in one of them. And then there's a little box in the corner in the journal that I use. I put the time I got up, and then I got a cold shower mark that I put on there as well, because I've been back to doing that. So, and I'm 4 or 5 days, 3, 4 or 5 days in, whatever it is. But that streak, dude, it's all mental. Now I can see it going, and I'm like, man, I haven't had any alcoholic beverages for 4 days. And then I'm like, dang, that's kind of cool, dude. So like the next time that I'm like, yeah, I want to have a drink real quick, there, it's more to it than that. Mm-hmm. It's not as easy because I'm fucking up my streak.
Yeah.
So you think twice before you just the casual, like, whatever, there's a claw there, let me grab that for no reason. It's not like I'm getting drunk. It's not like it's helping me. I just grab one for the habit, the ritual of relaxing.
Yeah, man, that's interesting to do it. It's like you can't improve what you don't measure, right?
Straight up.
Because you have nothing to compare it against. Or it's all about accountability. And it starts with yourself. You got to hold yourself accountable. And I like the group text that you started. It's pretty cool, because then now it's like, yeah, you're holding yourself accountable, but then you're also getting other people involved, because now they're going to keep you accountable too, right?
So yeah.
It's like, you said you're going to do this, and then all of a sudden there's crickets. I mean, this morning there was kind of crickets, but
yeah. Yep.
But you were the only one. But that just goes to show that it makes me like, all right, I got to get back on track like tomorrow morning, right?
People are watching.
And I think it's important that you reflect. I mean, we've talked about a lot of these things before, like with journaling and just reflecting on what it is that you want. I mean, if you're just going through the motions, you're really not that conscious about your day and what you're doing. A lot of the shit that you do every day, you're not even thinking about. It's just happening because you condition your body to go through the motions in a certain manner. But this is like that pattern disrupt too. Like, you know, we talked about before, like doing things that break you away from these cycles. And some cycles are good, you know, but some are also like preventing you from actually changing, like, and becoming more of who you want to be.
Yeah. And if you're, this is going to lead perfectly into what I wanted to say to you today. The part of it too, is when you start keeping track of things every day, right? You start to identify, like, everything. You start to really think and put thought into how your day went, because you're planning your day a little bit. You have these boxes you're going to check every day. You're thinking about your day at the end of the day, rather than just going through the motions, right? Like you said. So, that makes me think there are people that are like, we all know these like people that are just downers, you know, my life sucks, you know, every day you wake up, you're like, oh, here we go again, you know? I think that, just a theory, I think that, well, I guess I know that life doesn't really suck that bad for most people, especially these people. Cause I mean, we all, you know, things suck, things happen, but in general, if you're listening to a podcast, you've probably got it pretty okay. So it made me think, like, you get so caught up in the day to day and just like, oh, I got to do it again, and going with the motions, that you don't even know if you had a good day or a bad day, because you're not taking any time to reflect on your day. Right. So then you go, man, this fucking August sucked. Like, August was just hard. It all starts to blur together. But if you check in with yourself every day and you've got a plan for the day, and then you're recapping the day, it's like, oh, well, I feel like August sucked, but I can look at it now and go, oh shit, that day was an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Like, yes, you know, 2 days ago didn't actually suck. I haven't really had a bad week. I guess I had 3 good days in a row. Like, if you're putting it down on paper somewhere, you can look at it, review it, and it gives you a different perception of your life and your days.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're someone that it just feels like every day is a chore and you're not where you want to be and you don't feel happy and you're probably doing the same shit every day. And yep. Unless you take a step back and ask the question, why do I feel this way? What is it that's causing me to feel a certain way or yep. be unhappy? And if you don't take the time to ask yourself that question, how the fuck are you going to find out what it is and change yep. it? You know,
yep. you're not, you're stuck you're not. In it.
And you're just going to continue doing the same thing over and over again.
So you said happy a few times, and that's exactly what I'm going to talk about. I want to make some people happy, dude, today.
Let's do it.
So I've got the book I'm reading, Think Like a Monk, Jay Shetty. I've got, there's two levels here. I want to start with this. This is a quote from somebody, dude. This is a human that said this shit, dude, for sure. And if this human hears it and then was like, that's me that said that, I want some credit, you know, share the podcast on your Facebook to all your friends, and then I'll go back and tag you.
Boom.
You know, that's how it's going to work. As long as we keep attaching our happiness to the external events of our lives, which are ever changing, we'll always be left waiting for it. So one more time. As long as we keep attaching our happiness to the external events of our lives, which are ever changing, we'll always be left waiting for it. Mm-hmm. So if you're basing your happiness on, how people treat me at work, did I or did I not get a promotion? The weather, how my kids acted today. Did my trash get picked up? If your happiness is tied to how things outside of you are going, you're totally not in control. And then you're just going to be left wondering when you're going to get happy. And that's exactly what we were just talking about. So, you know, this is talking about thinking more like a monk, right? And having some intention. But I think the realization, I like this a lot, because the realization that happiness is a choice, which is cliche, but it is, and it's up to you. And then it made me think not am I happy because of things that happened today? Just am I happy? Am I a happy person? Can I be a happy person? Forget all this other shit that happens. If it all goes away, can I be a happy person? Like, do I wake up and when it's just me, nobody's impacted me yet? Am I happy? Can I be happy? That's important.
Yeah.
And that's where you got to start.
I think people confuse happiness with just an emotion, when it's actually like a state of being, and it's a choice.
Ooh, hell yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's very good.
And I heard this quote this morning, actually. I think it's, you know, the Mind Valley guy, Vision. Have you heard of Mind Valley?
I know. I've heard of Mind Valley.
I think his name's Vision.
I don't know what that is, but I've heard
that's
of it.
It's just like kind of a growth and development platform.
Oh yeah. 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 That's fucking, I have it on an open tab right here in my internet.
Oh, yeah. So it said, the universe doesn't give you what you want. It gives you who you are.
Ooh.
And I was like, damn, that is deep, because your expression of who you are in the world, or how you identify, is what is being reflected back to you, and that becomes your experience. So how you think about yourself is how you see the world. And that's, and your thoughts of the world will then become your experience of the world. If you believe the world is bad and there's war and conflict and all these negative thought forms, that is going to be your experience, because you're in a sense asking for that. So that's what is being presented to you. That's all you're going to see. Not that you could change that, and you could say, I believe that it's all belief system based stuff, right? Because your beliefs form your reality. 100% believe that. That is like that's like my main operating system right there. Beliefs form my reality. So if I can adopt that, I can start to believe that there is good in the world, there that I am capable of doing these things. And people are inherently good, right? And then if you can start to integrate that belief system into your life, you will start to change your experience of reality. This ties into that book that I'm reading too, the Nature of Personal Reality. It's all belief based, because you know, like this quote is perfect. The universe doesn't give you what you want. It gives you who you are, because you are putting energy out into the world, and like attracts like. So therefore, that is what's being called to you. And I think people, going back to what you said, is like people seeking things outside of themselves for happiness. Like, you are not happy because there's something within you that you do not like.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks to hear that, and it's hard to hear that, but that's the fucking absolute truth, dude.
It's also the same reason I just read last night, Jim Carrey said, "I wish everyone on earth could be rich and famous so they could realize that that's not what, what's the end of it? That's not the, like, that's not enough."
Yeah.
Something like that. That's not enough to be happy. And it's because it's you. What about you though? You know, how do you feel? And so now, okay, if you're not happy, if you are like, well, all this stuff you just said, Jimmy and Andy, is whatever, dude, I'm still just not happy. Now we can get you happy, dude. Check this mm-hmm. out. So I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but the word is mudita. It's the principle of taking sympathetic or unselfish joy in the good fortune of others. So this is going to be the jumping point to get happy. It says, if I only find joy in my own successes, I'm limiting my joy. But if I can take pleasure in the successes of my friends and family, 10, 20, 50 people, I get to experience 50 times the happiness and joy. And who doesn't want that, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're somebody who thinks they can't find it in their own life because you're not looking at you first, right? You're like, all these bad shit keeps happening. Well, look, scroll your Facebook, because there's a bunch of people fronting on Facebook. So get on there. There's people all over your timeline pretending to be happy. Like that shit, dude. Like, what? So when I read that the other day, I'm like, man, I was on my break and I was looking at Facebook, and I started on, like, making a point to see somebody with a post that says, like, you know, I don't know, anything good, dude, had a baby, had this happen. And whether I'm liking or commenting is one thing, but in my mind or out loud going, hell yeah. Like, yeah, hell yeah, dude, that's awesome. Like, not just scrolling past or not just liking and scrolling, but taking a moment, a second max, and just feeling like, nice, dude, like, that's cool for that person that I haven't seen in 10 years that just had a baby. That's fucking sweet. And then you scroll a little further, somebody's bought a house. Hell yeah, dude, that's tight. They just bought this house. That's cool. You can't help but smile. After like four or five of those dudes, you're smiling and you're like, damn, this is fucking, you're like, people are on a roll.
Everybody's Facebook is winning.
Yeah, straight up. You're like, winner's club, dog. Everybody's winning.
Yeah.
And you cannot then turn around and walk out and have an interaction without coming from a place of happiness, because you're pumped. If you get pumped for other people, you're going to get pumped for yourself. So start there. If you can't find anything in your life to get happy about, get happy about some other people's shit, dude.
Yeah, that's powerful. I think just acknowledging that happiness exists, right, allows you to say it can exist within me and it can exist in my life. I think where people go wrong is, instead of being happy about other people's success,
compare it.
They compare and then they have envy, dude. That's,
yeah.
And then once you envy someone, you're throwing shade, dude.
Yeah.
And what you put in darkness calls you to the darkness.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So you're actually, and if you can see, you know, my belief system allows me to see the world as if everyone is a different version of me. So, and I've said this a couple times on here, and I genuinely believe that. So for me to want something bad or negative to happen to you, I'm doing that to myself. Why the fuck would I want that? You know?
Yeah.
It just doesn't align with like the core of my being. I want to see everyone win. I want to see everyone be happy. Not to say that things aren't going to go awry and there's going to be some things that challenging things that pop up, but those challenges need to be converted into opportunities, you know?
Yeah.
To where, well, you look, can.
If you're one of those people that's like, that you know, that is a good point. People see it like that. Some people see that person that just bought the house and they're like, man, I'd like to, must be nice. Right. Well, if you're one of the, but that's a scarcity mindset. That's as if there's not enough houses in the world for you to have one. There's not enough money in the world for you to have to buy a house. The abundance mindset is like, hell yeah, dude, they got one. That means I can get one. Mm-hmm. Right. He's successful. I might be not be right now. I might not have the money to get one right now, but that's somebody I know. They're on my Facebook feed and it's not a celebrity. It's somebody that I know that come from where I came from. They got a house. So the abundance mindset is sick. They can do it. I can do it. Hell yeah. Oh, I didn't even know. Bro, I didn't even know houses are for sale. This is crazy.
Now you know.
And then you're like, fuck, people out here buying houses. This is sick. I'm about to buy a house. You know, look at it. You gotta change your mindset when it comes to that. There's enough money. There's enough houses. There's enough, you know, you want to, somebody just had a baby. You want to have a baby. Go get your groove on, dog.
Yeah. Start fucking.
You got to fuck a little bit.
Anytime you're experiencing lack or where you feel is lack, it's because you don't have the belief system that allows you to bring that into your existence. You don't believe you're worthy of it. You don't believe you're capable of it. It all goes down to your belief system. And we tend to approach things in ways that reinforce what we don't like or approve of. You know, you name it, you claim it.
Ooh.
There's something I wrote down the other day too. Where you place your attention is where you place your energy. That's like a Joe Dispenza thing. You know, and going back to like how you see the world, and if you believe there's negative shit in the world all the time, that's what you're going to see. It's like, the hatred of war will not bring peace. Love for peace is what will bring peace.
Ooh, I like it.
Mic drop.
I like it, man. That's all I got, dude. This is good. I'm fired up right now.
I kind of came into this one with just not even knowing what to talk about. I mean, I always have little notes and stuff, little one-liners and stuff. But, dude, the way it started flowing.
Beautiful.
Money.
Fired up. All right. I'm happy. Get happy. If you ain't happy, look at other people's happiness or just think about how happy I am. Or, you know, just again, scroll Facebook, the front and capital of the world is some happy people on there that, you know, go look at that. Get happy for them. Feel happy. Say it out loud, dude. And then you will be happy. And then that will translate into pure positivity in your life. And good shit comes from pure positivity. That's all I got on this side. Grow your brain a little bit.
You know, I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to switch the tagline, bro.
Switch it.
I'm going to say, your beliefs form your reality. Remember who you are.
Facts. Till next time, y'all. Peace out.
Later.